It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Ja Rule is set to leave prison today after serving most of his 2-year sentence for illegal gun possession, but unfortunately, he will head straight into federal custody in a tax case. The rapper has some time remaining on his 28-month sentence for tax evasion. His sentences were expected to run concurrently. Ja Rule may have less than 6 months left and may be eligible for a halfway house. Rapper Lil Wayne says he's not sorry for saying that he slept with Chris Bosh's wife, claiming his only regret for his All-Star Weekend rant was insulting LeBron James. He called into a Miami radio station yesterday to address the video footage that surfaced over the weekend. "I don't apologize for that night. I don't apologize for being who I am. I don't take nothing back. This is who I am," he said. He went on further and said, "I didn't mean to say F LeBron. That's my homie." Wayne also apologized to the city of Miami for his outburst. Rapper-producer Dr. Dre has filed a lawsuit against Yamaha over copying the design of his Beats Electronic headphones. The suit claims that Yamaha's Pro Siri headphones directly copies the design of Beats by Dre. The suit also argues that Yamaha's advertisement for the headphones are profiting off the success of Beats headphones and Dre's standing in the music industry. He's seeking $75,000 on trade dress infringement, unfair competition, and patent infringement. Rapper Lil Flip is continuing his fight against allegations that he illegally drove with marijuana and an assault rifle in his car, pleading not guilty yesterday to both possession charges. Meanwhile, Flip insists that his rifle is legal since he has a concealed handgun license and says that he had a Black & Mild cigar, not weed. A pretrial date has been set for April. Rapper Chief Keef will have a second chance at life. Chicago's rooftop pastor, Reverend Corey Brooks, plans on baptizing him once he gets out of jail. Reverend Brooks visited Chief Keef and claims that the teen is not a bad kid, and misperception, not pure evil, is the reason for his mischief. "I think people forget that he's 17 years old," Brooks said. The baptism is expected to take place at Reverend Brooks' New Beginning Church in Chicago's Woodlawn neighborhood. Actor Lou Meyer is best known for his role as Mr. Vernon Gaines on the sitcom A Different World has died. He died after undergoing a heart-related emergency and falling into a coma. He was 76.